Well, greetings to you once again, brothers and sisters, all over the world in the name of the Most High. Greet you from the one from which we arise and come from, the source of all creation, that which is above it all, in Him and through Him and in this whole process, we continue to find ourselves and understand who we are in this time, in this season, in this paradigm of what people have called and experienced and consider life. Okay. I do like this live option, but so often it's a little tough to do. Got to have these blocks of time where we can do this. All right. So there is a lot going on, and I want to encourage you all first that we've all been in a journey. You know, if you've been tracking with faithmix.com for the last 15, 20 years, however long it's been going, you also have been part of that journey and part of our own growth, our own development, our own just journey, and as we've gone on this path. Now, as things become known, you and I continue to adjust and continue to make the shifts and the changes necessary. The core principle is to be on that path of truth. When what you want above all is truth, because even Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So it's like, okay, all right, He's truth. And what does that mean? And so and the kingdom is within, well, where do you find the kingdom? Which the kingdom is within. The king and his dominion is with and in you. All right? The kingdom is within. And so where do you find that? You got to go within. So, and if you're going to find, and if the kingdom is within, you got to have truth within. So the core of who you are has to be a relentless and continuous pursuit and honoring of truth. You know, that's one of the issues that we have in the world, that we have been surrounded by up until this moment in linear time. There's different kinds of time, by the way. But in linear time, one of the issues that we've had is that there's not been an honoring of truth. And there's a problem with that. When you don't honor the truth, when you don't give respect to the truth, when you don't put value on the truth, well, what are you left with? Well, you're left with something that's other than the truth, which all else is a lie, or all else is a half-truth, which is still a lie. All else is a diversion. All else is misinformation. You know, what's interesting is that even the people that perpetuate lies and spread lies and spread confusion, when you get to those small meetings, those core conversations, they want to know the truth in that small setting, because they still want to be able to make decisions and choices, and they have to be able to do that based off of what's real. Now, they may twist that. As soon as they get out of there, they twist it, they turn it, they put a spin on it, but they want to know what's real for themselves, because if you don't have the truth, you don't really have anything. You know, if you don't have the truth, you're stuck with something. You're stuck with a falsehood, a false belief, a false construct. And that falsehood will destroy you eventually. You know, in whatever place you have a lie, in the place that it should not be, that lie will destroy you. So if that is about health and well-being, and you believe lies in that particular area, then that lie will eventually destroy your health and your well-being. You need to know the truth of what is necessary for your health and well-being in order to experience health and well-being. You know, if it's something in terms of finances and what that is, you need to know the truth of what one, the financial systems you're in and a part of, and then two, how you navigate in and through or manage finance or whatever that may be. In order to be able to navigate through, you need to know what's true. And if you believe a lie, then that lie will destroy you in the finance area. So like that, wherever you have truth in application in your life, wherever you have truth and application in your life, that you will benefit from that truth. You will benefit from the application of that truth, the action of that truth. So as we've all continued to go forward in our journey, as we've all continued to go forward in what it is that our Creator has allowed for us to be here and to experience, and you know, and the application of our free will, the application of who we are in this construct, as truth is being revealed, do we apply that truth to whatever it is that as it's known, or do we hold on to the lie because of a vested interest now in the lie? This is what is going to be, what is going to collapse a lot of people's worlds coming up very shortly, is the fact of the lies that they've held on to for so long, and the truth and the light coming forward in a way that now it destroys them in whatever area they did not honor the truth. So, because the truth will always win. Because the truth always remains true. When you go the way of the lie, you've got to constantly be manipulating that thing to make it stick. You know, you can never get off the manipulation train, even for a second. So it's there's nowhere you can go. But with the truth, you can leave the truth alone for 100 years, come back, it's still the truth. You know, you can, the truth will always, always, always remain true. So we have to have a heart for the truth, a pursuit of the truth, an honoring of the truth, and the application and a living out of the truth. And the place where you know, we get angry at times is when people have stood up and said, yeah, over here, I've got the truth, and they've shared something with us, and and then subsequently, wait, that was a lie. That's the place, you know, because those are deceptions, and those are contrary to the true pursuit of who we are and who the listeners here, the big bulk of the listeners that are here and part of this. If you weren't a truth seeker, you wouldn't be listening to this normally, regularly. You wouldn't, you know. So that's an important part of our pursuit. Okay. You know, I talked back in November on just kind of that thing that was shown and revealed to you know, when my good friend Barbara and I, we were in the realm of the spirit, and checking, you know, with and in and through our Creator, what's all going on? What's taking place? And you have that in you, all right? You have that in you to do that at any moment. You need to know that. That you can connect within, and this is what the world tries to keep you away from. You can connect within, because you have the kingdom within you, and you have your Creator, that spark of who He is inside of you. You know, that is the thing that they always try to get a control over, because the power to create is within you. The power to do is there. They want you to always be looking outside and around you, not realizing what's within you. So when you connect, which, you know, I've done, we've done, many here have done, things, and then you start acting based on what you know is true, and from that place of truth, you now start to see the manifestation of that in your experience and in the paradigm that you have in your life. Now, what happens when a lot of people start also understanding that truth? The underlying fabric that everybody experiences starts to shift and starts to change. So, with the 20 on 20 initiative, for when we would come together on the 20th, one of the things that we were doing now this was an initiative that was quickened to us by God, Source, our Creator. I have to give some clarification, because sometimes when people talk about God, they're not referring to the one that we're referring to. We're referring to the source of all things, absolute truth. That is the which is real. Okay, that's the God, and that's the God that we're referring to. If you hear us use the term God, okay. So, but when we were quickened back in end of 2014, started doing things 2015 along these lines, and then started doing the public broadcasts in early 2015, I believe. You can go back and check the shows. If they haven't stripped them from the internet, they should all still be up there. Every 20th for 20 minutes, we had that time of prayer. It started with Zeph and I, and he was gracious to host the show and do the production of the show, and really be that catalyst there. And then we added in the panel and all the people that were listening. And when people were coming together around the world on the 20th for 20 minutes, and they were focused, we had so many people wanting to do so many things. We kept one singular focus in mind, one singular commitment, and that was towards the end of human trafficking, the end of modern day slavery in all of its different forms by 2020. Now that was very specific. Now, why was that important? And why was that an important thing for us to do? Well, one thing that it did was, as all of us got serious about something that the world was very much, people around us were all, you know, like, oh, this is the way things have always been, da 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 da. But as we engaged in that, what started to happen, and you started to see the external manifestations of this after every 20th, after every show, you started to see these things, was things happening in the experience and in the paradigm that everybody had around them to create the scenario and the situation for the manifestation of our group request and our group petition that was coming from both within and also being quickened from ultimately the source of all things, because of the wave of light that was coming in, that is coming in, that continues to come in, that continues to flood this entire paradigm, the frequency change that's taking place, the paradigm shift, the whole thing. All right? And we talked about it, riding the wave. Ride the wave. Now, this what's been interesting to me is seeing how much of the language that we used first, mind you, here on this show and these shows and these conversations, how that language became within 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. That became the common language, the common reference that everybody started using. We talked about riding the wave. Where did all these other surf references start coming in? Everybody started talking about this wave and that wave, red wave, blue wave. But everybody started talking about, where did those things come from? How did those things start becoming part of the larger consciousness? Where did the different engagements start coming from? The public policies, the manifestation of Trump in the forefront. And as we've said before, it is not about a person. Okay? It's not about a person. But what did he do when he came in right away? The first thing that he did, the very first executive order, was on human trafficking. And these executive orders are going to be important coming up, along with a lot of other things that are happening and taking place. Now, all we continued to do was persist. Chop, 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 chop. We talked about this as a big tree. We talked about this as the taproot of Satan that gives the power to their entire system. Chop, 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 chop. Continue, chop, chop. Because this is a big thing. Been going for a long time. Chop, chop, chop. All of a sudden, exposures, chop, chop. Everything being brought into the light, chop, chop, chop. Continue, chop, chop. Okay. Now, why am I doing a live show today? Because I think it's important that certain things have a timestamp on them. So that, and I do this more for your future encouragement and your future understanding, because it is so important for you as human and create and that which has that which has you are a fractal of the Creator. You are source being here on this earth. It is so important for you to understand who you are and the power that you have, and that what you are looking for is not something outside and external, but it's always with you. It's already within you. You just have to activate it, use it, know who you are, move in that. There's a in some of the things that happen in the witchcraft circles when they get people tied into those systems, what they do and what part of what happens is when these guys think that they're working in concert with these demonic forces, but what those forces are doing is they are doing and creating their magic through you, through the participant human that has the creative power within them, and they don't even realize that it's what's happening is coming through them and not this external thing. They're just being manipulated like puppets. You know, in time to come, I think there'll be a greater understanding of what happened with why for example, things like media were set up the way that they were. Why the mind control was set up the way that it was. Why the attempt to get everybody to focus a particular way was done the way that it was. There'll be a greater understanding of how that was used to create the collective experience and to enslave people. Because when you and I remove our consent, when you and I take control of our thought life, our thought process, our understanding, our belief in alignment with what's actually true and what's actually real, and we start taking actions based on that, and then everything changes because we are now moving in truth. And we're not creating our own slavery, we're creating our own experience in line with what we were destined to do in the first place. You want to create a cubicle for yourself to go sit in for the next 15 years? You can create a cubicle for you to go sit in for the next 15 years. Or do you want to create and walk in the manifestation of all of the gifts and talents that have been put within you that need to be brought out and contributed, and your own growth for your own experience in your time while you're here? Are you willing to face your fears that you've held on to, and those boxes and those places within yourself that you don't even want to look at because they're just dark, and things that you don't want to revisit, things you don't want to go back to? Would you prefer to be free of all of that and just let that get brought into the light of truth and be dealt with? Why not? Why not? Why let things hold you? Why let things keep you? Why let things be a hindrance? You know, sometimes you've carried that pain long enough. You've carried that confusion long enough. You've carried that which was not your fault, but you were conditioned to believe that it was, but that which is not your fault, you've carried that long enough. It's not you. There's no need to hold anything anymore. To walk in truth, to walk in light. That's the need. So right now, what's happening in part is an incredible alignment of many, many, many things. And it's very encouraging to see the incredible synergy of the 20 on 20 initiative and the recent things in the last 2 months that were quickened in our own spirits, which we've talked about and on previous shows, and then the as things are continuing to align up for manifestations on a level that people will not believe until they come into manifestation. And even after that, it's going to take people just time to process. And the reason that you see the truth and others do not is because you have a heart for the truth. It's not words, it's a state of being. It's not words, it's a state of being. It's an internal choice within yourself. And that internal choice within yourself is a place of freedom. It's also a journey, because as you go on that path of truth, a lot of things fall off. Some things get added to you, yes, that are true, and they stick and they stay. You know, so real relationships come into your life, because fake ones can't continue on with it. It's just too much for them. You keep being a being of truth, they can't stay. You keep learning and you keep expressing, they can't stay. But truth, solutions, the light, walking in that, there's far more for those that are on that journey than anyone that believes in the power of the collective darkness. That is something that's there, but it is weak, and it is continuing to get weaker and weaker and weaker as the light continues to come in, as the frequencies do change, as the paradigm does shift, continuing to shift. So if you understand this, and if you hold on to that which is true and that which is real, you will see the manifestation of your faith and of your understanding. You know, be it unto you as you have believed. It's you will see the manifestation of that. And you know, there's so much thought control and mind control that people have gone into and been part of that you have to unprogram that too and really bring that into the light as well, because you know, in order to keep people away from certain understandings, in order to keep people away from certain revelations, they've packaged them or branded them a particular way, like a truth or something that's an understanding. The control structures of churches would oftentimes tell people, don't look over there, don't look over there, why not so for your own understanding, go and understand, read, consider, ponder, why not? You know, knee-jerk reactions, oh, that's New Age, or that's this religion. Well, then sure, okay, if that's the label you have for it, but what's true in there? The truth never needs a defense, and the truth never needs to be protected. You know, it stands on its own. It's the most powerful thing in the room when it comes to the information that needs to be said. The truth always cuts through. And everybody has to figure out some way to relate to the truth. Even if it's a lie they spin, it's still a spinning off from what's true. The reason that you will not just survive, but thrive, is because you know what's real. And you can walk in what's real. You can manifest what's real. You understand who you are and the power that's within you. You already know what the one that created, you already know what source has for you here, because you're already one with him. I am. It's already there. It's already within you. So hold strong for the manifestation of what you know to be true. Don't allow for the lie to try to come in and to steer you another way to create a falsehood that should not be part of your experience and is not what's real. If I could give you an analogy, imagine a room. It looks like a prison, and people are facing into the corner, and they see those two walls in that corner, and they lament the prison that they're in. They lament the space that they're confined to, and they're just continuing to look into that corner, Couple small windows with the bars on them, can't really see out much, just continuing to look in that corner. But 180 degrees behind them, 180 degrees in the other direction, there is no walls. It's all open. The space is open, and you can just go right out into complete, just on no obstruction whatsoever. But they continue to keep focused into that corner, into what they think is a box in a room. They've been misdirected, misguided, and put into that space. That is the experience of humanity in this planet and in this time. What I'm quickening you guys to encourage others to do is make a 180-degree turn and look. You're only in prison if you choose to be. The power is within you to walk out. So walk out. You focus on the lie, you'll receive the lie. You turn and face and walk in the truth, you will walk in the truth and the freedom and every blessing that flows with that. Alright, hey, love you guys very much. Blessings. And yeah, if you want to, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and we'll catch up with you guys sometime soon. Alright, hey, and also, be encouraged. Alright? There's nothing going on that is not known. And we're here for such a time as this. So don't allow anything to steal or rob your peace. Just have joy in your heart, so all is good. Alright. Blessings. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.